have like such a hard time making a decision with like my likes in this game because I like too many things. Good morrow, adventurers, and welcome to our podcast, the show that discusses all things Dungeons and Dragons and other fantasy genres. I am your host, Katie, and my co-host, Mandy, is replaced tonight by John. John is our in-house party member and wizard extraordinaire, as he has played the wizard class better than anyone I know, thus ensuring his place as most brilliantly irritating to our DM in a loving way. ironically enough, tonight we will be discussing the best classes in Dungeons and Dragons.
And why it's wizard.
And why it's wizard. John, would you actually like to start us off what you believe is the best class?
Yeah, well, first off, thank you very much for inviting me back. We always have so much fun with our discussions.
We do.
It's wizard.
It's wizard.
I love it. One of the things that I love about Dungeons and Dragons and tabletop role-playing games are the varieties in class and character builds that you can do. You can make just about any kind of character that you want to do, just about anything that you want that character to do. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love. And I personally believe that the wizard is the most versatile of the classes.
Definitely.
So it's a good catch-all for anything. I would also say that under that would be the bard.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Bard right now in 5e is, I think that Chris talked a little bit about this. It's kind of in a strange place, but yeah. It's a bard is like a diet wizard.
Okay.
Yeah, the wizard, that. Then you have diet wizard, which is bard.
Yes.
But also incredibly versatile and able to fill any kind of role that you need it to.
Yeah.
Again, this is down to personal preference.
Right.
There are umpteen jillion different ways to construct a character with whatever class combinations. If you want mm-hmm. a multi-class, that's a whole other thing in and of itself.
Right. Like, oh my gosh.
You can do amazingly ridiculous things with multi-classing and going down that route. But
yes,
for me, just straight class.
Yes.
It's the wizard.
Okay. I love that. I had a feeling you might say that. like you had mentioned, there's so many different like categories that you could put in, like the subclass, or if you're going to multi-class, or like best class for new players, best class for like experienced players. Like it just keeps going. I think for me, it's really, I'm kind of cheating if I do this, but like saying like it's a draw for me between fighter and then paladin, as much as I hate saying that out loud. Because for those of you who are new or who haven't listened to some of our other podcasts, my husband, the DM, his favorite is paladin. And he is a diehard paladin. I think that playing fighter is very easy to play versus like you have a wizard, where you have to learn so much in order to play the class, which is great because then you get to learn and know a lot more about D&D and all the rules and how to play. But just like for me, fighter or paladin, more so probably fighter, it's a little bit more straightforward. And maybe that's just my preference or my thought, but it's just, you know, walk up to this and hit it. Not as much well,
there's,
as like.
There's something to be said for that. Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think that ultimately, spoiler alert, we're going to come down that the best class is the class that you enjoy playing the most or that you are yes. more comfortable with playing. And yes. like I know very little about monks. I've never played a monk. I've never really been interested in playing a monk, but there are people that I know, friends that I've had that I used to play with, who swear by monk as the definitive best class. They absolutely love it, and they make it work incredibly well for them. And that's not something that appeals to me, but I can, you know, if they love playing monk, they love, have at it, you know, have fun with
it. Right. No, absolutely. Yeah, I like that you said that. That it really is what works for you and how you play. Because some people are casters and some people aren't, or aren't interested in that.
It's all fairly relative as far as what appeals to the various players and why, or what they hope to achieve with a certain character. Right. For example, I really enjoy tactics and battlefield control.
Yes. And you're so for me, good at it.
Oh, well, thank you. And for me, the wizard is the perfect class for that. I tend to build characters towards being able to control the battlefield and being able to help or augment the other players, the damage dealers, the healer, giving everybody the opportunity to do what their characters are built for.
Right. That's interesting. It's because I like being right up there and just doing all very, the damage.
Very fond of the martial classes then.
I am.
Like that is your jam.
It's my jam. I do love it.
I enjoy being able to make the DM's job harder and kill everybody else.
That's amazing. I love that. Makes you think, like, I wonder how many people are out there that do that. That is their goal, to make the DM's life harder. Well,
okay. That's not my goal in the game, is to be the antagonist for the DM and you know, screw up all his plans and everything. But I would be lying if I said that I took no satisfaction in causing him to sigh.
Yes. But it is entertaining. It is fun. And it's fun for the DM because, you know, they plan so much, like, gosh, thousands of hours, especially if they're homebrewing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And to have all the stuff, you know, like, he plans things, but so much is also improv because he's not going to, you know, make us do only this. We can choose whatever we want to do. But to have, like, surprises for him or any DM, that's really, it's got to be entertaining.
I hope it's fun.
Yes. I do have a question for you. What do you think is, in your opinion, the best class for, like, someone that's new coming in, maybe to D&D? They've never played it before.
Oh, okay.
Like a newbie.
As far as mechanics, game mechanics go, and all of that, I think that a good foundation is fighter. Like, you'll be able to, as you progress and go through the levels and more features come online that you'll be able to experience and will help you to better understand the mechanics of the game and different things that you can do. I think that, and you'll have a ton of fun.
Like, yeah.
Fighter's fantastic.
They are. I probably agree. I would also pick fighter, I think, just for someone coming in that's new, for all the same reasons that you said, actually.
I mean, there are so many guides that you can find online for how to make the best X class.
Yes.
And they are all fantastic.
They are.
I mean, in the end, if you enjoy the class and you enjoy the character that you made, then that is the best character in class for you and for your campaign, for whatever it is that you're doing. But you're wrong if it's not wizard.
Yes. You did actually remind me something I just wanted to put a little note in here for is there is, for those of you who are interested in looking more in depth of, you know, what maybe is your best class for you, or maybe you want to min-max something and find like the absolute quotation marks best class.
Oh, I love min-maxing.
I know you're so it good is. At it.
It brings me so much joy.
I'm getting there. one of the sites that we actually use that I don't know if you've used it, but Chris and I will use for like looking at min-maxing, or just if you want to know about basically anything and everything to do with like any class or race or anything. There's a site that we use and it's called rpgbot.net. Have you ever heard of
it? Oh, yes. That is a fantastic resource.
It is amazing.
It will give you the rundown of anything, basically, for D&D.
Yeah.
Like you want to know, like we mentioned Monk. I don't know Monk. I don't know anything about Monk. That would be a wonderful resource that I would use to, okay, what can a Monk do? Yes. What are some races that pair well with Monk? You know, and it would give me a wonderful starting spot to springboard onto, okay, I like this mechanic. How can I capitalize on that kind of thing?
Yes, that was a great introduction. Yeah, they're fantastic for all of those reasons. I also just found out that they also have a podcast. So for anyone who's interested in learning more about them or how to find your best class, you can also check out our podcast. It's rpgbot.podcast. So yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I didn't know they had a podcast, but
I know. I just found it out today. I was like, ooh, follow. So yeah. I love how, as we've talked, you've mentioned that really the best class is, I guess, personal, depending on, like you said, how you play.
The best class is here.
It is. It is.
Such a lame answer. It's true.
It is. And I mean, like,
you know, you can do stupid damage as a rogue with sneak attack, and you can get all these effects to stack up and just nuke something out of existence.
Absolutely.
But that might not be something that appeals to somebody else. Other people will enjoy, you know, buffing or debuffing, healing, or maybe they're not so enthused about combat in general, but are more enthused about the role-playing aspect. And so for them, maybe something like a bard or like a charisma-based class that allows them to talk through things and to find information and to investigate and to, maybe that's something that really appeals to them. And they find that to be the best class and the best character. Yeah. And it's such a cop-out, I think, to say that the best class and the best character is whatever you want it to be.
But it's true.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately. I mean, there's data that says, you know, if you want to do the most damage, this is for you. If you want to do this kind of thing, this is for you. Mm-hmm. But
okay, well, that wraps things up. Whether you're on your way to work, cleaning around the house, kicking back and hanging out, or mindlessly scrolling on your phone, we're grateful that you've joined us. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and any other favorite podcast streaming app so that you can be immersed in fantasy and hear our interesting spin on D&D and how you can have that in your D&D game as well. Tune in next week where we will be discussing our favorite classes. Note, this might be different than best. Maybe not your case, John. Well met, friends, and we will see you on the morrow.
Bye.
Bye.